Canadian leftist gets nearly 22 years in prison over Trump rice and mail plot. By Chris Tomlinson on January 28, 2023. French-Canadian leftist extremist Pascal Ferrier has been sentenced to nearly 22 years in prison, being found guilty on biological weapons charges for sending letters laced with rice into former President Donald J. Trump. Ms. Ferrier, 55, pled guilty to the charges against her, admitting to sending the rice and laced letters to then-President Trump in September of 2020, mailing the letters from Canada. After pleading guilty to the charges of biological weaponry, Ferrier told a U.S. judge in Washington, D.C., she needed to move on now and was sentenced to 21 years and 10 months in prison, the CBC reports. I analyzed and weighed all possible options. These plea agreements are not the best but the least deleterious designed by the criminal and justice system, Ferrier told the court. Ferrier, who was born in France before moving to the French-speaking province of Quebec, was arrested at the U.S.-Canada border in September of 2020 after she had mailed the poison-laced letter, which also demanded that President Trump drop out of from his re-election bid. "So I made a special gift for you to make a decision. This gift is in this letter," Ferrier wrote and added, "If it doesn't work, I'll find better recipe for another poison. Or I might use my gun when I'll be able to come. Enjoy. Free rebel spirit." D.C. U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves spoke after the hearing saying that there is no place for political violence in our country and no excuse for threatening public officials or endangering our public servants. "We hope this resolution will serve as a warning that using our mail system to send a toxic substance and other threats of this type will cost you your freedom for many years," he said. Ferrier's guilty plea also included 8 charges from another case in Texas in which she had sent more rice and laced letters to police officers, prison officials, and others after she had been arrested in the state in 2019 and spent a total of 10 weeks in jail. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.